Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Somebody just sent me a story about how the communists, you know, the KGB used to work against us by undermining our society through psychological warfare. This is interesting. Key to this program is to change the perception of reality using subliminal brainwashing techniques over an extended period of time. As I've written in the past, people act on their perceptions of reality, regardless if it is correct or fallacious. They are not so much concerned with facts as they are in perspectives and self-interest. By controlling the perceptions of people, they become more prone to make erroneous conclusions, thereby simplifying the manipulation of the masses. I feel like this is a technique that, whether consciously or unconsciously, is used quite pervasively by our political class to keep us in a state of confusion. So the lying, for example, that Jolly Ned does on a per sentence basis is not always what you would call lying in the traditional sense. It's not a conscious and deliberate misstatement of facts. It's a bending of words and a construction of sentences so that statements are being made that muddy the nature of what he's saying, so you can't really get the accurate picture. He doesn't want you to know what he's really thinking about. He's looking to make you a little groggy by having a cloud over reality and hypnotizing you with the... I think this is probably... Those words would describe the way the political class cons us now. It's very interesting. 860-522-9842. We'll play some more rants, take some phone calls coming up.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's get a couple more rants in here before we take more phone calls. 860-522-WTIC. Rant line number 751-4698. Let's rant.
Let's see if I'm on the right track. There's a shortage, a genuine lack of formula now. So I ask you how. We fed kids before Similac.
What did we do?
There's not a shortage, though.
Because there's more.
Because Jen says there's not a shortage.
She says it's getting better over the last couple of weeks.
We've already seen an increase in supply.
That doesn't mean there's not still a shortage.
No, it's solved. Biden fixed it.
That's Joe for you. He makes everything better.
A special message from the governor of Communisticut. Don't you ever just wish Century ever just love to see the day when the governor of our state gets on the news and gives his little COVID updates. It would sound something like this. I know that the positivity rate says it's 13%, but that's actually the test positivity rate. That's actually how many people got tested and then what percentage of them actually were infected. So really, it's only 13% of people getting tested are actually infected. And it's almost 9,300 people out of the 3,560,000, 3.56 million people. 9,000 out of 3.56 million people tested positive in the last 7 days for COVID. That's only 0.26% of the entire state. The other 99 point something percent of people in Connecticut are not infected with COVID-19. And out of those people that are getting sick, 99.9 something percent of them are recovering from COVID. And everyone that wants a vaccine and wants to get boosted can get them, and they're widely available whenever they want. And guess what? Another quick fact. There hasn't been one child dying of COVID-associated death since the mask mandates ended. Not one in the whole state.
But wait a sec. That was so dangerous, wasn't it, to lift the mandate?
So no matter what the numbers might seem to be saying, it's time for us all to realize that we are living fine with COVID. And if you need to take more precautions, do so. But there's really no chance or no need for anyone to get all in a tizzy about what's going on with COVID. This is just where we're at.
Yes, we're doing fine with COVID, aren't we?
Hey, Todd, just checking in with you. Hey, Todd, does anything exemplify the term knee-jerk liberal more than what's going on in the U.S. Senate today? These, and including our senators, they're actually going to try to make a law based on a leak, a leaked information through the media, nothing substantial, but they are going to codify the abortion bill. Does that make sense to you, Todd? Does that exemplify knee-jerk reaction to you?
Well, it's certainly political grandstanding, what went on yesterday, yes. And the purpose was to incite insanity on the part of the left, which they're doing a pretty good job of. But it's easy when the media goes along with the scam. It's easy for the media, but it's dangerous. We're in a dangerous moment, I think, because they are so reckless with the truth. Steve in Springfield, hi, you're on WTIC. Yes, Steve?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Steve. Can you, Steve, come in,
okay.
Please. Talk to me.
So Todd was complaining that I always have bad news, but I think the good news is going to be that the economy is going to be so bad that Democrats are going to get thrown out completely. Because the thing I was sharing with Todd the other day, Tom the other day, both your names begin with T.
Yes, but, they do. And they followed by an O.
We've actually got about 15 to 20% inflation, which means we've already eclipsed the Carter inflation. And the last time we had 20% inflation was 1917.
What is that? Can you explain what that number is? Why do we actually have 15 or 20%.
Well, the thing is, they're not calculating the weighted average for this CPI like they used to. They're excluding fuel and food. That's what the problem is.
So the old numbers included both of those things, and now they don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually trying to research the equation to figure out how to do the weighted average equation myself. Because
that would be interesting to see, because
really
that could be a huge difference.
Is the old weighted average formula that they used to use and to calculate exactly what inflation is right now.
Get to work on that. That would be marvelous to know.
It's a weighted average. I took statistics before. I mean, it's not that difficult. You just got to dig up the materials. But
you should have Anthony help you. He's very good with this mathematics.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing to watch out for is 50% inflation. That's when we go into a hyperinflation spiral. Then we are really in trouble.
But we're not close to that now, are we?
No, but I would say 20% inflation. The only thing that was worse than that was the Civil War.
Isn't that interesting? And what was it
during
the Carter?
Going back at the,
What was it during the Carter years?
Oh, I think it was, what was it, like $1 was equal like 9,000. I think it was 80% inflation in the North, but the South was far, far, far worse. But, you know, they had huge worker shortages because of the war, too, compounded with other things.
So what was the national inflation rate, do you recall?
But I downloaded Kagan's book on monetary. He actually studied the hyperinflation in Nazi Germany, and he's got the equations to back up his hyperinflation model.
All right, we'll do the research and report back, okay?
But, yeah, it's just a matter of calculating the weighted average. We got to put food and fuel back into the equation.
Got it. Thank you for that, Steve. We look forward to hearing the result. 860-522-9842.
I think this baby formula shortage is all to take away the media stuff on the abortion issue.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. I thought the Democrats wanted the abortion issue in the news because they're trying to figure out how to get their base excited about voting when everything the Democrats are in charge of is turning to dust. So this is their ginning up, this story. They're the ones running around talking like maniacs about all the horrible things. It's not just abortion. It's everything that you've ever fought for through all these decades, all human progress in America. It's gone. Because of what the right, these evil MAGA crowd people are doing. That's what they're saying to gin up their base. So how could it be that they're doing the formula as a way to distract from their own story?
I think this baby formula shortage is all to take away the media stuff on the abortion issue. And it's part of the plan. And it's just, they're going to design something that's finally going to make that idiot Biden look like he knows what he's doing.
With the formula? I don't get how that would work. And I haven't seen anything that would make Biden look like he knows what he's doing.
Hi, Todd. Thanks again for providing the service. I am calling to reiterate that the U.S. is not a democracy. What the liberals want when they claim to uphold democracy is exactly what is happening at the homes of the Supreme Court justices, where a rioting mob, seemingly representing the majority just because they are the rioting mob, is trying to make them change their mind on upholding Roe v. Wade. The U.S. is fortunately a constitutional republic where the Constitution safeguards everyone's right, regardless of any mob's desires. It is rather ironic that the judges being attacked by the mob are the means by which we protect our constitutional republic from mob rule. Thanks again. Bye.
So the reason that people bring this up is because democracy, pure democracy, is the idea that whatever the people want, you know, you have a vote on everything and whatever the majority says is fine, even if that means the mob is coming to tar and feather you because they've heard that you're a witch, for example. So the founders of our country were concerned about making sure there were limits on democracy so that the people's rights were protected. And what made our government unique was the idea that it was a limitation on government power. Our government structure protected the people from government. And that's how evil the founders viewed government as being, because they were students of government and they realized all the bad things on the planet came from government. 860-522-9842.
Todd, abortion, Roe versus Wade, is and always was the state's issue. And by any standard, starting with common sense, it was poorly written in a whine and scream fest excuse to moan on about exactly what the Supreme Court is not doing concerning the poorly written opinion. by the same group of loons and wackos who scream fiction, burn buildings, howl at the moon, live and die for scripted kabuki theater presentations of their lunacies concerning every subject they roll out of bed to misinform people about. Starting with harassment. That's it. Have a nice day.
That was a really good that was reminiscent of Peter Wolf and his ooba goobas, or whatever he used to say.
Hi, Todd. Today's rant is, this is the American Patriot, by the way, in case you didn't know. Today's rant is about Ned Lamont. Now, we know that 7,000 children in the United States have died from coronavirus.
So satisfying.
Hi, Todd. Your mom was saying, how could people be so crazy to believe anything that Putin's saying? And how could they believe the news of what Putin's saying? Did you remind her that just as many people say that about Biden, and how people like her can believe what Biden is saying, or any of the politicians that spew their nonsense?
Well, the point was that I was saying to my mother, this is a response to an actual conversation I had with my mother over the weekend, who's in her 90s, but still pretty savvy. But she was saying how silly the Russian people, how could it be that the Russian people believe what Putin says? And I said, well, because the media runs lockstep with the power structure, like in this country. And it's really easy for people to fall in line with the power structure. If all of the reinforcement is for falling in line with the power structure, and they never hear anything else. So that's what happened.
Hi, Todd. Your mom was saying, how could people be so crazy to believe anything that Putin's saying? And how could they believe the news of what Putin's saying?
Exactly.
Did you remind her that just as many people say that about Biden, and how people like her can believe what Biden is saying?
That was the point.
Or any of the politicians that spew their nonsense?
That
Thank
was,
you, Todd.
That
by
was
the way, FJB.
That was the that was the discussion.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Later.
Sometimes you just need a good laugh.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Governor Ned Lamont, Squeaky Ned. That's what my friends at the club call me, Squeaky Ned. Because I can just like, oh, we had a bill signing ceremony. I'm trying to keep right here in the forefront here for you so you know who to vote for election season. And we have these extra gas holidays and everything. And, oh, hey, look at over there. Look at that. Oh, wait. It's me, your governor. Don't forget who pays the bills. Make sure you pay your taxes. Too, because the state's gonna, yeah. Whoa, look at over there. Whoa, hey, it's me back here, right in the forefront. Speaking Ned Lamont there. Don't forget, vote for me, Ned Lamont.
Squeaky Ned.
Welcome to.
This is a little look back to a year ago.
Welcome to Jolly Nance Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate everyone coming down. If you ever miss a show, you can always go to the Facebook page, Jolly Ned's Heads Comedy Club, where you can hear the best, or is it the worst, of our next comedian. Please give it up for the cool Frosty, Ned Lamont.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes.
We keep trying to have fun. Herd immunity is not an on-off switch. Hey, look, we're getting closer to herd immunity, whatever that means. And over to you, Max.
Unfortunately, this is our time for our last question.
This gentleman says he's going to leave Connecticut if he has to wear a mask all the way through the winter. Can he be maybe even general, summer, fall, winter? When might this mandate disappear so this gentleman can make a decision about where he wants to live?
All right, I didn't start that at the right time, so we've got to cut it off. But we'll play more of it.
Follow the Red Sox at home and on the go with the Odyssey app. Listen to pregame coverage, in-market play-by-play, Red Sox podcasts, and more. Download the Odyssey app today to get started.
What are we doing? What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? What's irking you? What's got you fired up? What's got you going? Who's got your number? Who's playing your song? 860-522-9842. That's the kind of thing we're doing here. It's talking about what's getting you. What's getting you going? What's driving you nuts? This I haven't even heard. But let's hear it.
But if you are a parent who's looking for formula right now, struggling to find what you need, do you have even a rough guess of how long these shortages are going to last? What should parents be bracing for here?
Well, we've already seen an increase in supply over the past couple of weeks. What we are seeing, which is an enormous problem, is hoarding. People hoarding because they're fearful. That is one element of it. And people hoarding because they are trying to profit off of fearful parents. So that is also something we're focused on taking efforts to track and adjust and address and look into.
You notice the blame game they do? Everything is the fault of somebody for behaving as humans behave. And markets are designed to protect us through those natural drives. If you throw everybody into a market together on something like formula, and there's actually a shortage, the price should go up. That's good. That gets rid of, by the way, hoarders. If the government's running around talking about gougers and hoarders in the same breath, well, guess what? The gougers, they're not gougers, they're market players who are indicating the value based on the shortage the bad management from the government has created. And that drives up the price in a way that protects the people who actually need the formula from the hoarders who are trying to store up a lot of it so they can make money off of it. The more it costs, the fewer people or the more reluctant people are going to be to stockpile something that's a precious resource. You've got to have the actual value reflected in the marketplace. Anyway, the rest of this Jolly Ned thing.
I'll probably do an executive order. It's a continuation of the executive order for indoor masking.
And that was our final question. So, Governor, off to you.
Hey, look, I won't bore you anymore with this. Really appreciate you being here and able to join us a little bit. Thanks, everybody.
That was the good old days when we had Jolly Ned's Comedy Club a year ago. Remember that? Oh, man, that was awful having to listen to his press conferences every day. Remember? Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, this is Margaret. Hey, I
want
to tell you, I was looking up on the computer the other day about the word oligarchy, because they always talk about oligarchy. And listen to what I found. It says here, what is an oligarchy? It says several countries can be described as an oligarchy. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and arguably, in some circumstances, even the USA. Can you imagine what we've become? Whatever happened to our constitutional republic?
Well, it's a question of the political class selling off power. That's what an oligarchy means, that the moneyed interests have so much leverage over the government that they essentially become the government. But that only works if Bernie Sanders and the other system riggers are selling their influence off to the people with the money. 860-522-9842.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Oh, it's Leonardo Susio, former state senator, joining us right now. Just because he's not in the Senate anymore doesn't mean that he's lost his special powers. They are still in possession of him. Hello there, Len.
Hey, Todd. I'm down on Long Island visiting some little grandchildren running around like crazy, but I'm hiding out right now in my car. They don't know where I am, so I could talk to you.
You know, if they find you and they make some noise, we can deal with that. Don't worry about it.
All right. They can be pretty loud, though.
But I like that method. I use that all the time. The other good thing about the car is you can just have total privacy and isolation, and you can relax, and it's good.
Yes, yes, especially for broadcast purposes like this. This is great.
So I like checking in with you because you're such a visceral watcher of politics, and plus you've got the insider experience of knowing how the system works and understanding the process of passing laws and the deception that goes on to get laws passed, how lawmakers aren't really lawmakers. They're hustled by their managers to vote for things without really knowing what they're doing, and they get caught up in all this politics. And so when there's a vote, I was thinking about you with a vote yesterday in the U.S. Senate on the abortion bill, and I'm thinking, I wonder how many Democrats would prefer not voting for this bill, but this is one of those PR moments for the party. And what is it that makes everybody feel like they have to vote for their party and with their party on moments like that?
Well, it's a technique that's done over and over again in politics. When I was in the state senate, it happened on many occasions where the Democrats would introduce, if not a bill, they would introduce an amendment that was designed to make it look like you were an extremist if you voted against it, basically.
You mean based on the title or something like that?
Exactly. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. There was a bill that proposed allowing hunting of bears in Connecticut on a very limited basis during a limited period of time. That was a controversial bill because there's a lot of animal rights people who think that bears shouldn't be hunted and whatever. But on the other hand, bears are becoming a threat to human life now because they're propagating and getting close to population centers. So anyways, during the debate on the floor of the Senate, I'm listening to this thing, and I told the sponsor of the bill that if he would really limit it to a very restricted period of time in a restricted area, I could support that kind of a thing. Well, I'm in the Republican chamber next to the Senate chamber, the Republican caucus room, mm-hmm. and I'm new to this game at this point in time. This is one of my first experiences, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to the staff, the legislative staff, and I said, what do you think's going to happen? And they said, oh, you haven't heard yet? Cecil the Lion is going to come out sooner or later. I said, what? What are you talking about? This is a bill that's got to do with bear hunting, not lions or whatever. So lions will be hunted in Connecticut or whatever. They said, oh, you watch. Cecil the Lion's going to come out. And the Democrats, sure enough, they introduced an amendment which totally gutted the bill, had nothing to do with bear hunting, and it substituted, bringing in lion heads as trophies in Connecticut, basically. Mm-hmm. So, and they wanted to force the Republicans to vote, you know, against that so that the original bill, the original intended bill, could get passed. But, and of course, what happened was since the Democrats controlled the majority, they knew they were going to get their amendment passed, mm-hmm. and they would just force us Republicans to vote on something like this. And so it's a good example of positioning the wording of a bill so that it may not be barely germane to the purpose of the original bill, but it makes the people who vote for or against the amendment look bad politically. It's designed to alienate them from their constituents.
And it's designed to do it in a superficial, at-a-glance way so that a flyer mailed to somebody's house can make you look like you're a crazy, extreme right-winger when the actual legislation that you voted on is totally different than what the title is or what the sentence is they're quoting.
Yeah. I mean, another very quick example, Todd, is when I was in the Senate, one of my colleagues had a bill that had to do with abortion, and it was that a woman should get an ultrasound before she should be able, could have an abortion in Connecticut. And I was asked by the legislator to co-sponsor the bill with them. I said, that has no chance of passing whatsoever, and I know it's going to be abused in some way, so I'm not going to, co-sponsor mm-hmm. that bill. Well, because I knew that the Democrats would try to position me as being anti-woman. Well, okay, I figure I'm safe. I didn't sponsor it. It was never brought for a vote or anything else. Well, lo and behold, in the next legislative campaign, my opponent cites that bill and says I was a co-sponsor of it, even though I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. And she made it sound even all the more legitimate because she cited the bill number, you know, SB 311. Uh-huh. So that, you know, adds credibility to her claim. If people actually look it up, they'll see I have nothing to do with it. But she was betting that 99 people out of 100 would not look it up.
And well, sure. So you could put any number there you wanted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's politics the way it's played. It's been going on for ages. You know, it's a dirty little game in that sense. And that's why it's important for people to really understand what's going on up in the Capitol or in Washington, D.C. But the mm-hmm. problem is that the press doesn't really get into that stuff. And so people are not aware of it. And then you get this, you know, ads coming out, political postcards and all during campaigns claiming things that are not true.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, so everybody can hear about it.
You're one of the... I'm so enthusiastic about your show, Todd, because you really do get into this stuff, and you've got a great audience at a great time of day that listens to what you say and what, you know, what your guests say. And you're also a very intelligent, provocative questioner of your guests. So you don't just give people an easy pass on that. I don't care whether you agree with them or not. You always have a way of, I think... of expressing questions that are thoughtful and designed to force the person you're talking to explain in more detail what the issue is that you're discussing at the time. So that's why I like being on your show a lot.
Well, that's very kind of you to say all those nice things, and because of that, I won't ask you any hard questions, okay?
I have a feeling you're going to come back with something like that. Hey, you know,
well, go ahead.
Mike Todd, can I bring up this movie, this 2,000 Mules, the Dinesh D'Souza movie that's out now?
Yes.
I know, apparently, your producer told me that you had Dinesh D'Souza on the show, and you must have discussed the movie. I saw it for the first time 3 nights ago, mm-hmm. and it was really, really, I would highly recommend you and others watch it, because it makes a very strong case that there was indeed a lot of extremely illegal activity on a very large scale pertaining to what they call vote harvesting in the critical states, the swing states, and it was paid for by the Zuckerberg money. He contributed almost $500 million to these nonprofits, what they call non-government organizations, NGOs.
Of
course, most of them are liberal, of course. So and he paid them to help turn out the vote. Now, it was supposed to be a partisan turnout, but you know what's going to go on with a lot of these nonprofits. They're going to go and turn out the Democratic vote. And what the video showed, they use this what they call ping technology with cell phones. They can tell where somebody's been, because a cell phone, whenever you have it with you, it's pinging off cell towers. So you can really track where somebody's been. And what they do is they identify thousands of people they call mules who were visiting these drop boxes, which were part of the Zuckerberg scheme to put drop boxes out where you could just drop your vote off at a box that was supposedly secure. And so what they were able to do is identify people who were going to these drop boxes, not once for their own vote, but going back 10, 20, 40, 50 times or more. And there's thousands of people that are doing it. And they were able to track them to go right back to where these NGOs were as well. And they computed the number of illegal votes, illegally cast votes, because that is definitely illegal in these states, and it exceeded the margin of victory in the presidential election in all those states. So, now it doesn't prove incontrovertibly that the election was stolen, but it certainly shows tremendous evidence that suggests there ought to be legal investigations in these states to follow up on this and see if the laws were indeed broken. They know the people that broke them. And one thing he pointed out, there's also video that supports this, where they have video, government video, that were
these are surveillance videos of the mules actually going to those drop boxes, right?
Right, right. And that's government stuff. It's not what Dinesh did, his crew did. It's official government video showing them going in and stuffing, you know, one ballot after the other into these drop boxes. And after somebody was indicted in Arizona for doing this, and the basis of the allegation in that case was fingerprints, guess what happened? The very next day, everybody that was doing this started had gloves on when they would stuff the ballot box, and they've got videos of people pushing the ballots into the box and then turning around and pulling the gloves off and throwing them in a garbage can right next to the ballot box. I mean, it's evidence.
Len, have you read anything that challenges the evidence that Dinesh put into the movie?
I've not read anything yet. In fact, I was telling Anthony, your producer, that ironically there was a separate story about the same technology being used with regard to abortion, and that how it could be used to track women who go get abortions or whatever. And so the technology is definitely real, and it's augmented by the videos that Dinesh has captured. They got something like 4 million minutes of video, if I'm not mistaken, is what he said in this thing. So what I'm saying, and I think what Dinesh is saying, let's have an investigation. We had this 4-year investigation for Russiagate, which was completely phony, and a lot of people, Democrats, said, oh, the election was stolen when Trump beat Hillary. Well, this is far more powerful evidence than Russiagate ever had, which turned out to be bogus, of course, anyways. But in this case, you got extremely powerful evidence indicating there were widespread abuses regarding voter ballot casting in these critical states. And that's all I think Dinesh is saying. He's not saying yet that the election was stolen, but boy, law enforcement ought to take a look at this, because what happened 2 years ago now, but we want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, and also over the long term, we have to get serious about the laws that are being made to weaken ballot security. The Democrats are all over the idea, especially here in the state, of making the people who monitor elections and control ballot security, making them less relevant by causing them to not have custody of those ballots and to leave the custody outside of their purview. And that's a dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at it, in a lot of these places, too, the security cameras were not functional. I mean, there's plenty of where they were. As I said, they got 4 million minutes of video. But they said there were a lot of locations that were where the ping technology is showing that a lot of this abuse is going on, and there was no video. Augment what? Yeah, exactly.
All right, Len. We got to run. Yeah. Thank you, sir, for sitting in the car for us. You can now go play with the grandkids.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go out and chase a few wild Indians around.
Please
do. Hopefully I didn't commit any kind of politically incorrect phrase.
Oh, I hope so. Len Susio stepped in it, didn't he?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.